performance today, I suppose, in building on what they've been doing all season. They've had a very strong season, and a particularly good group of boys, and really did what they had to do. Buccaneers were particularly strong in the breakdown today. We knew to expect that, and we were able to match them there and cut off some of their supply. And in pretty testing conditions, the boys really acquitted themselves very, very well and edged it out. It was close towards the end, but we were probably the better team on the day, so we're very happy with them.
Yeah, wet and windy conditions across most of the country, Ken, so I imagine it was typical Irish rugby conditions today, was it?
Yeah, we had certainly a good breeze blowing right down the pitch. So in the first half, we managed that quite well. A little bit of rain in Galway here as well, but the wind was the main thing, and of course the big open expansive pitch that the sports ground for 12-year-olds, it's quite challenging, and they all really were mature about the way they performed. So I think it's 11 years since Sligo took home the under 13 trophy. So it's great to just be part of the club at the moment, which is really on the up in a whole lot of areas.
Yeah, there is so much happening in a great way for Sligo Rugby right now, Ken, between the men's team, representation from under 18 players, women's players who have been past and present involved with the team. And anyone who drives past Strandhill on a Saturday morning sees the hundreds of cars that are there for blitzes and underage coaching on Saturday mornings. So I'm guessing this success today is the fruit of that.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, as you know, Aslan, it takes a lot of people and a lot of layers of help to support all the teams that take the field. But we've really developed our youth section strongly. Our juvenile section's always been strong, but we've managed now to strengthen our youth section and bridge a lot of that gap between the adult game and the juvenile game. And It's a testament to the way the club has organised itself as well, and the structures in place, and a lot of, as you know, going into facilities and grounds and coaches being upskilled, and it's all a good experience for the kids, you know.
And to finish, Ken, just on the fact that the game was at the sports ground in Galway today, the main rugby venue in the province, for those young players of yours on the Sligo under 13 team, I'm sure a few of them probably have been there before for blitzes or other events, but it must be quite a sensation to be on that pitch for a game of this stature, given that yesterday Connacht were clinching their Champions Cup place for next season and reaching the Pro 14 playoffs on the same venue.
Absolutely, yeah, great. A really great experience. I think for all of them, it was their first competitive game at the venue. So a really good experience for them today.